We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Hey, it's Confessions of a Dating App, and I'm Heather, and I have red hair today.
She just threw my whole fucking hair off. Because I normally, I start the show, and that just screwed me
your
up.
Your hair paying looks attention really to my, good.
Thanks. I was paying attention to my dog trying
Jetson's
to eat my food.
Back. Jetson's back, Jetson's, everyone.
Jetson is back to ruin our show. He's staring at my barbecue sliders right now. Look at him. Get away from me, dog. Well, my name's Heather Collins.
I'm Nudia. Hello.
That's not Heather Collins. Heather Collins. We are Confessions of a Dating App. Side note, we're getting right into this today because I was talking to someone that I've met off of Bumble who's very sweet, and I really like him, and he's super cute. But he was telling me, he's like, I found something for you that I think you would be very useful for your podcast. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he sends me an article about this lady who writes bios for people on their dating apps. Not only that, but she'll talk to your matches for you.
Oh, okay. That's where it gets a little weird.
And that's where I draw the line. Like, write me a bio because maybe you're a really good writer. You cannot talk to someone. Because you imagine, can you imagine? Okay, me and you on our date, okay? This is role playing with Heather and Nudia. Okay, you're the girl.
I'm the girl.
Okay, ready?
All right, yeah.
Oh my God, I loved that you have a husky. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, my husky. Shit, what was his name again?
Exactly. You'd be like, she might say something like, oh yeah, I love to go hiking. And then all of a sudden it's like, I never said I like to go hiking. So this is why I don't think that would work, right? That wouldn't work.
It's just weird because you're supposed to form that connection with each other. Like, a bio is different. Like, if you're not good at marketing, you're not good at writing, like, you could be great, but just have shitty skills at marketing yourself, you know?
Yeah, and I think that I just wouldn't want someone to do all the dirty work for me. Because if I'm really interested, and I'll talk to you. If I'm not, I'm going to say five words to you, and then I'm going to peace out.
It's going to be weird. Or what if it's something you wouldn't say, or it's just...
Jetson's back at it, ladies and gentlemen. Jetson would like to chime into this topic. Jetson? Since I sprung this on you, I've already thought about mine, so I'll go first.
Oh, gosh. I know. Yeah. Go first. Okay. So you're writing a bio for me.
Hi, I'm Nudia. I'm a spicy Costa Rican native with a fat ass but a lot of class.
I think that one may get a lot of, like, hits.
Right? Okay, fat ass with a lot of class. I like to DJ. I'm a radio DJ. I'm doing all the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos?
Wait, what? How can I be like that? Like, you know how some people say, like, if you, like, are masturbating, it's like being a DJ?
Oh, like so, scratch. Like,
yeah,
scratch,
so how can I put that? I'm a radio DJ. I'm a real DJ. And I like to scratch, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. I guess. I don't know how
something,
that works.
Yeah, something. Something of that nature. It does get sexual sometimes.
Hit me up on Instagram, at Nudia on air. Let's go get a cocktail or something. That would be
that sounds like nothing I would ever write in my life.
Well, guess what? You probably will get 1,000 matches from
you know
that.
What? The fat ass and a lot of class one is
might
great.
end up in your profile?
Yeah. I feel like yours. Like, you'd be like, hi, my name's Heather. I look mean, but I'm really nice. I like to go.
Why do I look mean?
I like to take me to Disneyland. That's yours.
You put no effort.
Take me to Disneyland.
You put no effort in my profile.
My life is really cool. I like concerts, Rob Thomas, and going to eat at restaurants. I like cupcakes. And my Jetson dog
disagrees
Jetson.
With you right now.
Hi, my name's Heather. I'm a fiery redhead. And you know what they say? The carpet always matches the drapes.
Wow, Nudia. All right. Well, I could definitely get a career in writing bios. Nudia, on the other hand.
No, I feel like that would get a lot of attention.
If you want me to write your bio, hit me up on our podcast Instagram, and I will write you a bio. I'm going to charge you $5 on Venmo, and you're welcome.
And if you think Heather should put that the carpet matches the drapes, say yes. So yes. Many people said yes right now.
So many people.
We didn't hear them, but they definitely did. You know what? I was on the dating apps this weekend, and you know what made me get off of it and what? Almost delete Bumble?
What?
I matched with OG.
Oh, he told me he matched with you.
And so...
he told me he matched with
you. It was like literally the funniest conversation.
He read it to me. You can read it to me.
Oh, did he really?
Okay. Yeah, read it to everyone on here, but he read it to me.
Okay. Because once this happened, I was like, you know what? I think we're done. We're done for today. Like, we're good. Like, I don't need to do this. Oh, I put... Bah, ha, 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 ha. A bunch of laughing faces. Because at first I didn't know. Like, I don't. I have only met him once.
You didn't realize it was him.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, is this? So I went to his Instagram. I saw that the pictures were the same. Because every time I see him, he has glasses on.
Yeah.
He doesn't have glasses in these pictures.
He's catfish. That's what it is. He's catfish. He's
catfishing. So
he's like, catfishing you all out there.
I'm like, why didn't he put any glasses on?
I like how you just said his name.
I'll bleep it out. But it's like, so basically I was just like, I put laughing faces. I was like, he's like, can I do something really memorable and end up on your podcast? I just have to figure out what to do. I was like, you could try something super dirtbaggy. And he's like, ha ha ha, I don't have the heart for it, unfortunately.
Bullshit.
And I was like, I'm sure you would never, ever do anything against your pure morals. I think I was drinking. Yeah, this was Friday night.
I think I was at his house when you wrote this to him. Because you were texting him.
Oh, yeah, because, so then when I put that, then he was like, ha ha ha. He's like, I'm basically a saint. And then he sent me a picture of Heather laying on his beanbag. Did he tell you that? Yeah, he sent me a picture of Heather laying on his beanbag. And so you were out of town. I was like, oh, she's back? Because I didn't know. Like, when you
were I was only gone for the day.
I didn't know. I just saw you on planes and doing shit.
I went to Colorado or Denver. No, Colorado for the day to do some haunted stuff.
But then we matched. And then I was like, okay. I was like, I'm getting off this. And then I don't think I've ever told you. But I signed up for that dating app that's only for people that like cats.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's so weird.
There's a Disney person dating app.
See, that I feel like that would be cool. And a lot of guys would want to get on that because they know, like, girls fucking love Disney and shit, you know?
That would be smart.
But basically, when you put it, it's just really creepy. Like, I thought I loved guys.
Everyone had
like
a photo with cats.
Everyone has a photo with cats. And then it's like, okay, so it would be like your profile would say, if Jetson was a cat, it'd be like, Heather and Jetson. Like, I swipe right on Heather and Jetson, you know? And so for mine is Nudia, Miko, and Aoki, because they're
That's
my cats.
A lot of freaking cats, Nudia.
Dude, I freaking love cats. You know what? I've come to the conclusion, though, that I can't be with someone that doesn't like cats, though.
Yeah, because, well, you know who likes cats? OG. He loves cats. He doesn't want dogs. He wants cats.
It makes sense, because people that like cats are complete fucking psychopaths. Well, so that OG. Makes a lot of sense.
OG, maybe he just called you complete an effing psychopath.
He doesn't listen anymore. He got tired of listening, right?
He listened one day. He listened to his episode, and then that was it. Who's over it, he said.
That makes sense, though.
I'm going to get him one day on this podcast. You know I work for OG now?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I don't think...
For the world? I work for OG now.
I think we told them. Because you said you work for an ex and a hookup right now.
Yeah.
Like, two out of four of Heather's employers are people she's banged.
Two out of four.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
I do Toyota.
Girl, how do I know your job's better than you? Shoot.
Well, because that's just like some side social media. I work for Toyota. I work for a company called Neon Boulevard. I work for Fright Ride, and I work for Intercom.
That's why Heather seems sane now.
Like, yeah, because I'm too busy.
When she has time, she like unravels with all this like crazy shit.
Look, I had a goal by the end of this year to pay off all my credit cards. I have one credit card left. One.
Really?
One credit card left with $4,000 on it. And the job, one of my jobs, there's 4 months left and I get paid $1,000 a month. So I'm hoping we're just going to put that money straight to the credit card every month. I want to start off 2021 in no debt besides my car and my house.
And those aren't, that's not really debt, you know, those are just things you own.
Yeah.
And stuff. But that's so cool. Congrats, yeah. Heather.
Thank you. You seem that's why looking. I'm hustling and too busy to play on the dating apps, which by the way, podcast episode number one, we said we'd have three of them. I have no bad news about Knee Shaker. Okay, carrying on. Next. You thought I was going to complain about Knee Shaker in the next three podcasts.
Okay,
so here's
okay,
one so number one. Down. I have nothing to say.
No, definitely. I'm going to get some type of you won't believe what he did.
No. No.
We'll
We're
see.
Good.
He's being good. He's being good. He's being good. But it's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of, so basically between the cat dating app that has just like weirdos.
Can you get on the Disney
on
app?
I could. I don't like Disney as much as you do though. I don't really like Disney that much.
Well, you do it just to do, do you it. Want me to try I'll get it? On the cat app
feel,
if you do
I
the Disney
like
app.
You would do amazing because you should just take all your pictures in your Haunted Mansion bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Just sexy pictures in there?
Yeah. Just like in your little maid's outfit. Heather has like a little Haunted Mansion maid's
outfit.
I really
do.
So you just do that and you'll be like
golden.
Golden. So between that and matching with OG, I was like, you know what?
We're
I
done.
I can't do this. Plus, in updates later, I got the craziest text message.
Okay, well,
I got it's like fucking insane.
Well, we'll do definitely updates of our dating lives at the end. All of a sudden this week, a lot of listeners just want to talk.
I really am curious about this. Okay, so she didn't ask to be anonymous, but I'm just gonna go ahead and not say her name. So I met a guy recently and he requested me on social media. I noticed after we started talking, he is first cousins with my ex, whose baby I lost 5 years ago. Was with his cousin for a few years, but I never met him because he worked and we never saw each other at any of the family events. I told him I had dated his cousin and that I have even met a huge portion of his family, and he said he was okay with it. He said that he asked the cousin and the cousin said, basically her ex, that everyone said that they were fine with the situation. We have hit it off and he decided on his own to let his family know that we are dating. My birthday is on Saturday and he's taking me on a romantic getaway, just him and I. The question is, number one, do I keep this going and see where it goes? Or two, should I end it since it's cousins and it could be weird? How weird is too weird? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think if everyone okayed it, it's fine. I don't feel like that's an issue at all. But I can understand because I'm a psychopath that I would be in my head all the time overanalyzing everything, being like, they do hate me. They do hate me. But I can read. Here's the thing. I've come to embrace the fact that I can read people's energy so well now that even if they're like, yeah, I'm fine, I know they're not. So if I was in a situation where I was around them and I could feel like the energy was not good, I would probably end it.
Or it's like, what if everyone thinks that they're okay? You know, have you ever been like, I'm okay, this is going to be fine. And it's not until you're in the situation, you're like, oh, hold on, wait, I'm not fine. Hold on, this is not okay with me. I'm not taking this as well as I thought I was going to take it, you know?
That's happened to me once.
That's the thing I'm scared of. You're like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, like you've hung out with your exes, with their new girlfriends and stuff. And like, I'm just saying, like,
it hurts for a second.
Yeah, some things might happen though. Like, you know what's the weirdest thing? When I saw my ex with his new girl and we were like in a big group, like hanging out, it was the weirdest thing that hurt my feelings. I'll never forget this. It was her, he had a drink and we were talking and then she grabbed his drink and she like drank out of it.
And that bugged you?
It hurt me because it was like, wow, like they're that close to where it's like you don't even need to ask the person to drink their drink anymore. You just are that close to where you get it and you drink it, you know?
Yeah,
that is just like it shows bonds. So it's like you never but you know what could set you off. Like little fucking things can trigger you.
I was with biking with Knee Shaker the other day, and I took a sip out of his backpack. You know those backpacks that you have to chomp on the thing and suck. So like that means nothing.
If you were to tell me like, oh, you're gonna get your feelings hurt seeing her drink his drink, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? No.
Okay, that, but actually, it hurt yes. you. Okay, I get what you're
actually
saying.
Being in the moment, you don't know what could hurt your feelings. That's a scary thing. You might be think. Like, I'm okay, I'm totally fine, I don't give a fuck if I see you with someone else.
You know what hurt me? And they were dating, okay, OG was dating his last ex-girlfriend for like 9 months at this point. And we went to her birthday dinner. And just seeing him like put his arm around her and like kiss her on the cheek. Like, I remember that hurting me. I remember that hurting me so bad. And I don't know why, because at that point they were dating for like 9 months. Like, I was over it. But that hurt me.
Yeah, because you were on a different boat, though. You were really close friends with her, right?
Not really close friends, but pretty damn close.
Too close. I know people are listening like, you guys are fucking weirdos. I would never hang out with my ex and his girlfriend and blah, 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 blah. We are weird. And but that's what I'm saying. Like this situation, I feel like, what is normal anymore?
There is no normal.
I've been in a bunch of situations. I'm like, how did I end up here? I don't fucking know.
And then sometimes you're around people that you really loved and were so in love with, and they do something and you're like, eh. I really like your OG. I feel like both of our OGs are pretty cool.
They are cool. I think that's why we're still friends with them. But people don't understand. Like, it was very difficult for my family. Like, they're like, why the fuck are you still talking to him? Why is he still in your life? And now they're just like, they'll like invite him to
Do you have, listeners, do you have an OG in your life? Like an ex-boyfriend that you just can't let go?
Do you think, and this is the thing that's been brought up. If the person that you get into a relationship with, if they're like, I can't have around.
So one of my friends, I'm gonna call her the other girl. We're now naming girls other girl, like we're giving them nicknames. The other girl. And the only reason why I'm naming her the other girl is because she's the other girl in this situation. But she told me the other day that this guy's finally willing to commit to her, but he had some like things that he had to be okay with for her to be like, okay, I'll be with you. One was not to get married, not to have kids. And the last one was never to talk to her ex again that she was with for like 16 years.
So she has to be okay with never getting married, never having kids, and she can't talk to her ex ever again.
And well, he said he would like put a ring on, but he just doesn't want the physical part, or not the physical. He doesn't want like the legal part.
Does he care about a wedding?
No. He said he would do all like a ceremony and everything and wear a ring. Just not do the documents. Just doesn't want to do the documents.
I guess that's okay. I mean, the only...
I told her, I said, as long as you're okay with not having kids and not legally being bounded to this person, and you're okay not checking your ex, I don't think I'd be okay with not talking to certain people.
You know what? Here's the thing. That's three really big fucking things to throw on someone. It'd be like Heather. It'd be like, look, Heather, if you want to be with me, you can't have red hair. You can't go to Disneyland ever again. And you can't you can't work. It's like you're literally taking three big things that are like at the core of some of what people want. And so I think that's you're incompatible. Because when you're compatible with someone, you want the same things. And I think that's why these dating apps are good. Like, I know dating apps get a bad rap, but right away you find out what someone wants. Like, right away you kind of find out, like, people are kind of transparent because they don't fucking care. They're transparent about what they want. I don't know. I just think, like, what is that really an ultimatum, or is it the ex thing? I feel like one day there may be someone that comes into the picture and is like, Nudia, like, I'm not cool with this. And I have to be like,
You know what? There's no way. I mean, you're friends with all your exes?
Like, no, I'm only friends with
yeah, OG. See, me and OG never dated. We just had, like, a thing there for a second. So, like, I don't feel like OG's a threat. Plus, OG thinks I'm too fat, so he's not going to ever want me. So, you're good, boys.
He's not going to... Hold on, what? He called you fat?
No, he didn't call me fat, but I know that's the reason why he doesn't want to be with me. I'm not attractive. He's not attracted to me like that. Because we get along and have too much fun for him not to want to be with me if it was just my personality. Like, me and him talk every day on the phone. Before I started, like, doing stuff. We talk every day on the phone for hours at a time. I hang out all the time. When we hang out all the time, we're good. Everything's great. He's not physically attracted to me, and that's fine. I don't care.
You know what? I'm not sure if it's that, or it might be like you guys are just freaking homies. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe at this point. Because
you have to remember, for a guy, it's just like you turn into, you might as well have a penis sometimes. With, yeah. Like how they view you. As to where
a lot
like,
of look, them think I have a penis now.
Look, look, they are ready. They've been there. They've done that. They've fucking had sex with you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Obviously wasn't good enough so for them not like, to want to come back.
I know. That's not true. I just think like, do I take this risk of us dating and it not working out?
I just don't care right now, Nudie. You're right. You're 100% right. I am too busy right now to care.
I love it.
If you're a guy right now and you're listening to this and you're interested in me, you got to put a lot of forth effort. You do, because I just don't care right now. I don't care.
Well, it's because you have bigger, look, you're trying to pay off. Like, hey, you're trying to pay off your credit card.
Oh, yeah. I have bigger goals right now. Fame Whore hit me up, though. I thought that was funny.
What? What did he hit you up for?
You want to hang out? And I was like, maybe, yeah, we can.
It's been a minute, right, since you...
Yeah, but I know he's a hoe. He could sit here and tell me he's not. And he's been, like, stressed out. And I do feel bad for him. He's going through some stuff. But I know at the end of the day, he's a hoe. He's a hoe.
I feel like it's so judgy, though, when you say that. You know? You don't know.
No, he's a hoe.
You don't know exactly what he's going through.
He's out.
Everyone that's single is a hoe, because you're allowed to do whatever you want because you're single, you know?
Wait, I have a question, Nudia. Sidetrack. Do you know, I've been seeing this a lot on social media. Like, you know, people have red flags, like, oh, they have, that's a red flag. What's with the green flags? What do green flags mean? Do you know?
Green flags are go, right? So it's like,
is that what it
things
means?
Things that you see that you're like, yes.
Because, like, I saw something like, say, like, oh, yeah, she's giving me green and red flags. And I'm like,
oh, that's good. So that means she's, like, she's giving him warnings, big warning signs and big, like, okay signs.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, hold on. Okay, so
this
Heather.
This is how far off I am from
Heather.
Stupidity.
Okay, so let's try to guess each other's green flags, okay? So, okay, I'll go. Heather's green flags. Likes to go to alternative rock concerts. Likes Machine Gun Kelly and Rob Thomas.
That's a green flag?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like
that's
a green flag would be
like a turn on.
I thought like a green flag would be like she owns a house. She has a 401k.
No. It's for your green flags that you see in guys.
Oh, like green flags that I want.
So if you were talking
guys
to a guy and he's like, you know what? This one time I was at Machine Gun Kelly concert.
Green flag.
And then I rocked across the street and went to a Rob Thomas concert.
Green flag.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, okay. So your green flags
would be. Yeah, okay. Let's see. What are my green flags?
Really into music.
That is. It depends though what type. If you're into like.
Okay.
You know.
Really into music. Down to do whatever, whenever. Like drop it of a dime, like, okay, I'm there. Let's go. Let's have fun.
Yes, that's a big green flag.
Huge dick.
The look in Heather's eyes.
Green flag. Loves cats.
Oh my gosh. Green. That's a huge green flag.
What
me
are my red flags? If you don't say the first one, we are obviously not good at this podcast and we are going to break up.
Is a hoe.
Yeah! Yeah, that's pretty much my only red flag. Oh, and is not financially responsible for themselves.
And is financially responsible.
No, isn't. Like, they don't have a car. They live with six people.
Like I dated someone just like that.
That sounds awful to
that
me.
That was so G when I dated him.
You know what? Here's the thing. You can, because definitely we're in a pandemic. Shit's hard. Like, I get it. But, like, when you don't have a car and you live with six people.
Have you ever fucked a guy that didn't have a car?
Yeah.
Guys that don't have cars have the best dick.
No, his dick wasn't that great.
Really?
No, it was
you
okay.
You didn't put it down?
It was good. It was good. But it wasn't like.
Usually they like go the extra mile. Because they need the they ride. Suck. You know, they need that ride.
He was very sweet. Like, he would have never broken my heart. I think I broke his. That's a red flag.
You know, I could see that because I was always like, I don't want to have to worry about my career and your career. I just want you to handle your own shit.
I see. Here's Nudia. Okay, we've never done this. What is your dream guy? Not looks.
Oh, I don't even know. Okay, someone that'll take shots with me when I need to celebrate.
Okay.
Someone that'll take shots with me when I'm sad and had a rough fucking day.
She wants you to get fucking drunk with her.
Someone who will get fucked up with me. I need someone that will get fucked up with me. Okay. If I had someone who was like, really, you're going to have another shot? I'd be like, you could go fuck yourself. That's what you could do. You know, in my drunk Nudia voice, you could go and fuck yourself. If that's
Nudia's drunk voice, everyone. If you
that's
know.
How you're feeling, that's what you could go do. Okay.
Perfect.
That's my drunk voice. Definitely, like, just have your own thing going on. I don't care what it is. I'm not going to judge you for what you do. If you like, you know, if you're a scuba diver, you know, if you're an underwater scuba diver, that's pretty fucking cool. I'm not going to judge you.
Okay. My dream guy is someone that I can like go to concerts with. We could just sit around and play Mario Kart. Like, you know, like I love just like sitting on one couch with OG. This is just a thing. It's sitting on one couch and then he's on the other couch and we're both working at the same time. Like, I think that's so hot.
Because you're like, you both have shit to do. That's
like
why.
Like a power couple. Like, I want to be a power couple.
Okay.
Where you do your own thing and you're successful at it and I do my own thing and I'm successful at it. And together, we are successful together. That made no sense.
No. I get it.
And then
we can also get
drunk and then pass out and go F and then go to bed. That sounds so nice.
You know what? Honestly, that's great.
Like, that sounds the best.
Yes.
Like, you have your own life. You want to go hang out with your friends? Bye. Deuces.
I need someone that has their own friends. Have you ever dated someone that doesn't have any friends? It's the fucking worst. I don't want to be your whole social
life. Or their friends suck and they're rude.
Or they just don't hang out with their friends. I'm like, bro, like, go.
Go away. Bye. See ya, Felicia.
Do things. Like, I want them. I want someone that has their own life.
Yeah.
Because I can't take you everywhere with me all the time. Sometimes I want to go do shit on my own, you know?
Agree.
There's a lot of things I want to take you to. But there's a lot of things that I want to fucking go do by my own, you know?
Yeah, no, like go party with me, you and Tilla.
Okay, second question. So basically, we're telling her to go for it.
Go right? for it. But if you feel like it's too weird for you, then you can end it.
Can you let us know which cousin is better at banging? That's kind of like what I'm
Yeah, can you DM us and just let us know which one's better? Is that why you're kind of about it? Because you're like, oh, the first cousin, though, was better. That's why I got Prego.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. Oh, yeah.
So this other DM that we got, these two DMs were so good. You would think, like you could not write better stories, honestly. So get this, ladies. Have you ever, everyone, wherever you're listening, I need you to get your hand ready. You're going to raise it if this statement is true. Have you ever had a relationship that just ended in complete devastation? Raise your hand. Woohoo!
We raised our hands.
Everyone, Jetson doesn't have his hand raised.
Because Jetson's never had love.
So I work Uber part-time, which is usually pretty chill, until I had a pickup, and it was with my ex, his new wife, and kids.
No!
How many fucking people got in this car? Like, honestly.
This is a lie. There's no fucking way.
This guy, when he left me, one, I was at work and had no idea. Two, he took everything. I came home to a complete empty house. Oh, like, everything was gone. The bank was emptied. My clothes were gone. Only thing I had was left on my back. I believe that. Have you ever seen that happen to someone?
No.
Yes. A radio friend that we work with, he actually was, he moved out here. His girl moved with him. When they broke up and she went back to their hometown, he left the house for 2 days so that she can move in peace and shit. He came back. Everything was fucking gone.
Even his shit?
And he had a stash hidden of his weed. He opened, he saw, she dumped it all out in the toilet. All his weed stash. He said that that's the thing he was the most pissed about. That, like, he just looked in the toilet and it was all, the weed was in there.
See, people scare me.
Like, that was someone that loved you, you know? And then
and
now
they stole everything from you?
And they took everything.
Okay, so they got in the car.
So tell me why his wife was wearing my ring, my bracelet, why I am so heated about this. Like, what the fuck? And then he had the nerve to leave his number for me to call him so we could catch up.
because that's terrible.
What should I do with this? And then I replied back and I was like, oh my gosh, his wife and kids got in the car. Did she know y'all were exes? And she's like, she learned that car ride, I guess.
Do you think she really learned that car ride, though? Do you think she really learned?
You know a guy's history. If I date someone, I know who their past three exes are, at least.
Yeah, but if, let's say, the new wife really, like, doesn't do social media, she doesn't whatever. Maybe she didn't.
But this is a big thing about being in a relationship. You talk about past shit.
I know,
past shit comes up.
But you could be, okay, I could be like, yeah, my ex-girlfriend's name is Heather. And then we just happen to get an Uber car with Heather doesn't mean that that's your ex-girlfriend. Like, you don't, like, there's a possibility that the new wife has no idea who this person is. There's a possibility.
There's a possibility. There's a, but, I mean, any.
If I was the driver, oh, ready for reenactment, Nudia?
Okay.
All here right. We go. I got to get in my driver's seat.
Okay, you're the driver.
Here we go.
I'm the fucking wife coming in with all my kids.
Okay.
This is me with all my shit, because people that have kids have a lot of shit with them.
Hi, Jer.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God.
Hi, guys. All right. We'll be there in 15 minutes.
Hi. Okay. If you could just get us there fast, because we're really
in
a hurry.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a beautiful bracelet you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Where'd you get that?
So my husband, Jeremy, right here. Jeremy, oh my God. Babe, tell her where you got it.
That's so funny, because I had an ex-husband named Jeremy, too, and he got me a bracelet just like that. And it's so funny, because when me and Jeremy broke up, that bracelet went missing.
Are you watching the road? You don't look like
no,
your hands
I'm not
are
watching.
Not on the steering wheel.
No, they're not.
Uber driver, thank you very much.
And then I go crash into a fucking wall and kill us all.
No.
Because I'm psycho.
I honestly wouldn't be able to do that. I would quit the ride. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know.
I'd be like, you know what, you guys,
I
have to
puke. My phone died. My phone died. I can't drive you guys. I'm sorry.
And get them out on the side of the road?
Yeah, get them out.
Or just be like, you guys, I gotta puke. I'm so sorry. You might want to get in my Uber. I gotta go.
I'd make myself puke with them in the Uber. Like, just puke in the back seat. Oh, how great would that be?
It would be pretty funny. But no, I honestly, I feel bad for her. I definitely think she should hit him up. I definitely do. And say, I want my shit back that your wife's wearing. So figure out a way to get it back.
You know, I would just, unless the ring and the bracelet mean a lot to you.
But was it their wedding ring? Was that like her wedding ring or something?
I don't think so, because she said it was the ring, a wing, a wing.
It was a ring. So it probably wasn't her wedding ring. Because like, how tacky could you be if you gave your ex's wedding ring to your new girl? Like, come on. That's sad.
I'm sure someone's done it. I'm sure.
Well, you are a fucking piece of shit if you've done that. Wait, hang on. Disclaimer. If you ever take a piece of jewelry you gave your ex and give it to your new girl, I hope you die in hell. Because that's so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
You know what's funny is that a lot of people asked me, because I was engaged.
Where's your ring?
He didn't. A lot of people asked me what happened with the ring. It was like this beautiful, like, rose quartz, like 2-carat thing. And I remember when we broke up, I asked him if he wanted it, and he was just so pissed. He was like, no. And I was like, okay. And so then I actually ended up selling it and getting drunk with my new man.
Oh my God, that's actually great. That's a great story.
Yeah, I sold it on OfferUp.
That's a great story.
For $150.
Good.
And I got drunk. Good. And it was great.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Fuck that. No. Girl, you call him up and you get your shit back.
You know what? Look, at least he took his money, and I hope he gave you a big tip. Not the tip of his dick either. Just a cash tip. That's the only tips we take in 2020, okay, Heather? Cash tips are the only
cash
tips
money.
We're taking.
We want cash money. Okay, so Nudia wanted to do our updates. I don't really care about this segment because I don't have any.
This is the first time, I think, in a long time.
I really have none.
You don't have an update.
No, I'm too busy working.
Oh, what is this nice guy, though, that you were talking about earlier?
Oh, I've been talking to him like 4 weeks. We're supposed to go get lobster rolls like 3 times. One time I couldn't. Another time I got chin lipo and my face blew up like a balloon. I don't even think you saw me when my face blew up, did you?
I don't know. You know, there was a week we didn't see each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl.
Juan, you got chin lipo?
Yeah, that's why my chin looks big.
Oh, when'd you do it?
Last Thursday.
Girl. I didn't even know. Girl, how many, like, every time I come back, you've gotten a new procedure done, and I can't keep up.
Because, Nudia, I'm insecure.
You want to see? Look at, this is really funny. So I made a video, and I'll play the audio for you.
I really let myself go during quarantine.
Look how big my chin is. It blew up like a balloon.
You know what? We need to make a bet. We need to make a bet. And if you lose, you have to post that picture on your timeline with no caption. Heather.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see the video again. Let me see the video. You need to put the audio closer so they can hear
it. My chin was huge. My chin was huge.
Okay, you need to put the audio closer so they can hear it.
I really let myself go during quarantine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What's your password?
I'm not telling you.
I need you to be past that one name and post that. I'll on post your it. Instagram.
I don't care. I'll post
no
it.
No caption.
No caption.
No caption. Just it's just because you look miserable.
I was miserable.
She's stuck between this face of like I'm miserable, but I want to laugh at myself.
Because I did want to laugh. Good thing we have to wear masks because like that really hit it. And then so my chin was huge, right, guys? Because I did this chin lipo thing. Shout out to my girl Boss Beauty for doing it. Then I sent a picture of my chin fat to Ross, and Ross put me in one of those fat filters. So I have four chins.
Oh my God. Okay, we're posting that on the Instagram. You have to post the fat one.
It was huge, Nudia. It was huge. It was huge.
Okay, hold on. So we need to do a fat filter for me too, and then we'll both post our fat chin.
Okay, perfect.
For Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Who wants to date us? But anyway, I have the nice guy. I'm going to hang out with him some point. He's so sweet. But he's like 3 years younger than me, so I feel bad for him. Like, I feel like...
Why? I'm gonna corrupt him. No, you're not gonna. I'm sure these 20-year-olds are corrupted already. You know half the shit that they've done.
Okay, fair. What's up with your new deal life?
Okay, so again.
Okay, you had a bad story.
After matching with OG, I was like, I'm fucking done. I can't fucking do this anymore. I was like, I'm throwing in the towel for this weekend. I feel like every weekend I try. And then every weekend something happens. And I'm just like, this is a bad idea. Like, why do people do this? So all of a sudden, I get this text message, right? From this number, I almost thought 100% I blocked. I was pretty sure I blocked this number. Hey, I know you probably never wanted to hear from me again, and you don't have to respond, but I want to truly apologize for all the nonsense I put you through. I'm over a year sober now and wanted to make amends with you. I moved out of Vegas too, so don't think this is a trick. This is someone that I've met on Tinder. I hung out with for the first time after, what was this? Not So Silent Night, the one Ashley Simpson was at?
2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
2 years. So that was 2 years ago. I didn't even know how long ago it was. 2 years ago. So I was lit at Not So Silent Night, and that's the first time we hung out.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like, we were hanging out. We made out. We hooked
up. Oh! I have an update. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for your update. So we hooked up. It was cool. We were kind of like seeing each other.
Did you have a room at Hard Rock?
No. I went to his house.
Oh, okay.
Huber and me to his house. I was like, lit.
We both got laid at also Silent Night.
I know we did. So then I was talking to him for a little bit, but he would ghost me in really weird ways sometimes. It wasn't like he would literally disappear for like months. And it would be the type of ghosting to where it's like, hey, I'm on my way to your house.
And then just not
hey,
come?
Gonna be here in 10 minutes. And then I wouldn't hear from him for like 3 months.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was weird. And so he ended up telling me that I know that he had problems with alcohol. And after the second time we hung out, I'll never forget this warning sign. The first time we hung out, I had brought a bottle over. And we didn't drink it because we just ended up like hooking up. And the second time I went to his house, like a couple days later, like there's like 5 bottles.
Wow, what an alcoholic.
In his trash can. And he lived alone. And okay, I was just like, oh, shit. And so he had told me they had gone to rehab. And then he ended up telling me that he was like doing pills. And one time, this is after one of our radio friends had just passed from suicide. And he was like, I'm going to take all these pills and then I'm going to come over.
So you're like, already sensitive to the subject.
Bro, I was like, I literally, like, there's so many times I just thought he had died. Like, honestly, he's like, I'm going to take all these pills and I'm going to come over. Like, I'm ready.
But he just ghost.
And I wouldn't hear from him for, like, after that, I didn't hear from him for 3 months.
Wait, you blocked that guy's number and he just texted you that?
I'm pretty sure. I thought I blocked it, but I got this text, so apparently I didn't. But basically crazy shit like that. Like, and then
you're a psychopath.
Like, it was just, it just started getting weird to where, like, we would hang out. I'll never forget this. Anyone who has like had this happen to them by accident is like scarred for life. But I remember one time, spent the night at my house. He had come over late. And in the morning when I went to go like get something from my closet, my light wouldn't turn on. I was like, oh, the bulb's off. And I went to my bathroom. My bathroom light wouldn't turn on. I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot to pay the electricity bill.
Oh, no, Nudia.
And I was like, I need to get this man out of here before he realizes there's no fucking power in this house. And so, like,
that's Nudia's life, everybody.
Luckily, he needed to leave. But I'll never forget that time where I was like, oh, shit. But basically, like, after that, like, that was the morning. Like, a couple hours later, he's like, let's hang out. Like, he was just crazy. So basically, I just got a text from him. He's like in Connecticut. Like, he's been over a year sober. He's like,
well, good for
his
him.
Rehab was out there.
Maybe he just needed to apologize to you, so he got it off his chest.
I know. And so, like, I don't know, like 12-step program. I don't know. And then he's like, but I do come out to Vegas to visit my family. Like, would it be okay if I took you out to dinner?
Maybe. No, actually, no.
I don't.
I wouldn't if I was you. No.
I don't know. You know what? The way I'm thinking is like, look, if it's the day comes, I don't have shit to do, why not? It's freaking dinner.
Maybe.
And then
maybe.
I'm just honestly fucking shocked. Like, you know, there's those people you forget about. You know, you talk to so many people, you forget like the whole relationship. So that's that. So we'll see. He's like, oh, I'm going to be in town in about a month.
Okay, we'll see, bro.
I know. We'll see. We'll see what's up.
We'll see. He'll also probably ghost you for 4 months. No, but while you were talking about Not So Silent, I've never told this story how I think I mentioned it, how I hooked up with a member of a band. And the night of Not So Silent Night, that member of the band was playing. And it was very weird. And I'm going to make this story very quick. The member of the band was playing. Me and him had already hooked up 3 months prior to that in Nashville. I met him in June because the band did a show here. He said, I'm coming back for July 4th. Can I hang out with you? I said, sure. So he hit me up July 4th and was like, hey, I'm here. Let's hang out. We hooked up then. We happened to be in Nashville the same weekend because I was going out there to see Kyle from Matchbox 20. And they happened to be playing the next night, which it was just a coincidence. I was like, holy shit, that's so funny. So then I went and saw him in Nashville. We hooked up there and then he came back and our boss, J-Love, hired him to do, our Not So Silent Night show. So I literally got to see him 4 times in 1 year. So the last time I saw him and hung out with him was our show, Not So Silent Night. And we were hanging out, everything was cool, but he was acting a little weird. Like, he kept disappearing throughout the night. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Like, I figured you're in town, like, you'd want to hang out. We've hung out 4 times. Like, what the hell? So, fast forward to the band going on stage and I'm sitting in the front row and I just like, again, I have this weird feeling, like I have this weird vibe that someone's watching me and I hear some girl over my shoulder go, that's her. And her friend goes, ew, she's not even fucking cute. And I was like, what? And I turned around and it was this chick and she looked at me and she was like in the second row, but the security guard was like, oh, ladies, you need to go back to your seat. Like, they snuck up to the second row and I worked there. So I just sat in the front anyway. I end up going back on stage and watching the band because, like, I was like, I don't know.
The vibes, yeah.
The vibe. I was like, So I just sat on the side of the stage. When the band got off the stage to do their encore, he saw me and he comes and talks to me. I'm like, do you know some girl on the floor that has a neck tattoo? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay. That's weird then. So they go on for their last song. I go back to the front row because I wanted to take pictures and like video for our station's social media. Well, all of a sudden I see a bra fly over my head and hit this said guy in the leg. And he's like smiling and waving at her or something. And I look behind me and it's the same girl. And I go, Nudia, I turned so mad. I was pissed. And I let my emotions take a hold of me. And as soon as that band walked off the stage, I went into the green room and I said, can we have a conversation really quick?
Oh, gosh, Heather.
And I go, I'm sorry. Didn't you tell me you didn't know some chick with a neck tattoo? He goes, okay, I'm sorry. She bought tickets to the show. We hooked up like forever ago. I did go and hang out with her during XYZ performance. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So we sat there and talked for a minute. He ended up going to my room that night and hooking up with me. And then leaving. And then I go downstairs to meet up with the manager of the band. Because the manager of the band's like, come down here, play roulette with me. I go downstairs and he's sitting at the center bar with this said girl. After he just had sex with me.
Oh my gosh.
So me and him got into a huge fight at the center bar.
Why? Oh, see, you were crazy, Heather.
No. I was super crazy, Heather. But no. I didn't do anything. I just told the manager, I go, your boy's an asshole and I'm fucking over it. And I guess someone heard.
No, Heather.
Well, I guess someone heard and went and told him. So when I went to the bar to get a drink, he followed me to the bar and said, what's your problem? And I go, you're fucking psycho and you're a whore. And like, get the fuck away from me. Like, I made him feel like shit. I was like, my station hired your band to come here and play. And how do you repay me? By inviting one of your hoes. And so we sat there and fought for about 20 minutes.
But this isn't your boyfriend.
No, it's not. But I was like, I was pissed. I was pissed because I was like, how dare you disrespect me like that? Like, just tell me, like, hey, I invited some girl I'm seeing or I'm talking to or whatever.
No guy's ever going to do that.
Well, besides the point.
Hold
anyway.
On, hold on. Do you think you would still... Okay, that was like 2 years ago, Heather.
Yeah.
Do you think now Heather would react that way?
No.
That's good. That's progress.
I would have made him feel like shit after the show and be like, have a nice life. And I would have walked away.
Or just like, so basically you guys were just having fun. You guys were
just but I just felt like that was so disrespectful to come to our show and do that. But besides the point, it doesn't matter. He actually called me on his way to the airport. He called me the next morning. He called me while he was sitting at the airport. He called me as soon as he landed. He called me while he was driving. And at the time, I was like, wow, you know, he really obviously seems very sorry about this, like blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, you know, months later when I like hit him up, like joking about something, he ignored me. I realized the only reason why he talked to me after that whole situation is because he didn't want to ruin the relationship between me and the band and the radio station. Like, he was afraid that he really fucked
that makes
up.
That makes sense.
He's married and has a kid now. I don't really give a fuck anymore. But I just think it's funny. And that's how I wanted to end today's podcast.
Heather and her rock star ho days.
The one time I hooked up with a guitar player.
One and only.
But, one and you only. Know, 10 years and I've only hooked up with one musician. I feel pretty proud.
Unfortunately, that's like the life. The lifestyle is completely different. And it's something none of us are ever going to. I think maybe we could understand a little bit. But we're not living it. Like, that's like fucking crazy. Like, do you imagine how much pussy gets thrown at them?
Well,
can you imagine?
He was on a.
Because he's hot, too. Yeah.
But he was on a mission because I found out he was going to every city, finding random girls in that city.
Of course.
And DMing them.
Any guy, you know?
But besides the point, thank you for listening to Confessions of a Dating App this week. I feel like it was a very productive episode.
Super productive.
Don't forget to follow us on social media, Confessions of a Dating App podcast.
Podcast.
Email us if you want to ask a question, confesstouspodcast@gmail.com. Nudia is doing that game that children do when they're young. But anyway, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
Bye. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.